After the bridge route, this route is approximately 2 kilometers long. Starting from the Republika Square, cross the old bridge over the Jilan River. Over time, this bridge has undergone a number of changes. Its current look dates from the 17th century. After the great floods of 1989, the bridge became pedestrian only. Gaze out over the manor house, with its wrought iron balconies and topped by one of many of Tavira's trademark four-sided roofs that can be seen along the river. Head straight along Dr. Antonio Cabrera Street. The first building on the right-hand side is the Municipal Archive, whose premises were donated to the City Hall by the mathematician and astronomer Dr. Antonio Cabrera. At the end of this street, turn right onto Almirante Cândido Reis Street, and then onto the first street on the left, Corujeira Pequena Street, until you reach a garden. In this square, you can see the Ermida de São Brás, or Hermitage of São Brás, of late medieval origin, reconstructed in the third quarter of the 18th century. Go around to the right of the church and head to Largo do Carmo Square. Here you will find the Igreja da Ordem de Nossa Senhora do Carmo, or Church of the Third Order of Our Lady of Carmo, a building decorated in late Baroque style. The construction of this church began in 1745, and its interior is a fine example of Rococo splendour with beautiful gold and polychrome carvings. Outside the church, on the left-hand side, you will find the former Carmo Convent, where the Centro de Ciência Viva de Tavira, or Tavira Centre of Living Science, is located. The centre promotes activities about water and energy. If you decide to visit the centre, in addition to viewing the exhibitions on show, you will also have the opportunity to participate in experimental activities or even take courses. Before returning to the Hermitage of São Brás, turn right at Largo do Carmo until you reach Óculos Street, where you will find the Parque da Água Garden. Here you can have a go at free water-related activities, discover native species of plants and enjoy a well-earned rest. This is definitely a nice place to visit if you have children. Then head to the Hermitage of São Brás towards Corujeira Grand Street. En route at number 24, you will see a small dwelling with Manueline stonework. After walking down Corujeira Grand Street, you will find, on your right, the Alagoas Garden and the Igreja de Nossa Senhora de Ajuda, or Church of Our Lady of Help, also known as Church of São Paulo or St. Paul, dating from the beginning of the 17th century, which belonged to the convent of the Order of the Hermits of St. Paul. With a Latin cross plan, the church is part of the so-called chat, or plain style, of architecture. After leaving the church, cross the garden and go straight on, keeping to your right, to João Vaz Corte Real Street. Continue along that street and take the second right on the Santana sidewalk, where the Ermida de Santa Ana, or Hermitage of Saint Anna, rises. The medieval origin building was rebuilt in the 18th century, as the date 1727 inscribed in the bell tower seems to confirm. The interior contains works in carving, sculptures and paintings. It was once used as a private chapel of the governor of the Algarve, who settled here after the destruction of the city of Lagos following the earthquake of 1755. Before continuing your journey, make sure to appreciate the magnificent panoramic view of the river and the city from the viewpoint next to the church. Then continue by heading down the Bartolomeu Cid dos Santos staircase on the right until returning to João Vaz Corte Real Street. On the right are the Tavira Art House and its Lagar Museum, which, particularly during the summer, stages cultural initiatives such as contemporary art exhibitions. If you have children and enjoy radical sports, we invite you to visit the skate park. If you want to return to the starting point of the route, cross the parking lot and head south along the riverbank. Continue along Border de Água Seca Street, where, at the end of it, you will find, on the right-hand side, the old bridge. To complete the route, take time out on one of the lovely esplanades next to the Praça da República Square or along the banks of the river.